AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Texas. SpaceX's giant new rocket exploded minutes after blasting off on its first test flight and crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. Elon Musk's company was aiming to send the nearly 400-foot Starship rocket on a round-the-world trip from the southern tip of Texas near the Mexican border. It carried no people or satellites. Strong storms with tornadoes and hail killed at least two people in the central part of the country, destroying homes and leaving thousands without power. Central Oklahoma saw tornadoes, including one that raced through Shawnee and Cole. Two people were killed in Cole, Oklahoma. Mexico has ended the search for three Americans missing at sea.
Mexico's Navy announced the search had been suspended after checking 200,000 square nautical miles for the U.S. citizens and their sailboat, with no sign of any of them. Officials say Kerry O'Brien, Frank O'Brien, and William Gross were aboard the 44-foot sailing vessel Ocean Bound when they were last heard from on April the 4th. The three Americans had reported being near the Pacific coast port of Mazatlan, Mexico at the time. They had planned to stop for supplies in Cabo San Lucas. However, the Coast Guard said there were no reports of seeing the vessel in that area. I'm Karen Chemas.
North Dakota's Republican Governor Doug Burgum has signed a veto-proof bill into law that restricts transgender health care and criminalizes providers who give gender-affirming care to people under 18. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg defiantly declared Ukraine deserves to join the military alliance and pledged continuing support on his first visit to Kyiv since Russia's invasion just over a year ago. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging Stoltenberg to push for even more from them, including warplanes, artillery, and armored equipment. This is AP News. More schools are embracing phonics. For decades, there have been clashes over how to best teach kids to read. Momentum has shifted lately in favor of the science of reading. To address pandemic learning loss, Atlanta has been one of the only cities in the country to add class time. Lanika Gilbert-Jackson teaches third grade.
You really have to try to go back and catch them up from what they should have learned, some of those foundational skills, as well as still teach your grade level content, which is a challenge.
It starts with spelling the words they don't know.
I won't spell a word for them. I will not. You know, please use what you know and put it down. And then as I see them working, I can see how I can support. But you have to spell it.
She says her students are getting it.
Yeah. Spell it. There has been that growth, and they want to grow. I think that's the other thing. Most of them have that mindset where I want to be great.
Gilbert Jackson says if they believe, then it's true. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.